To the second day of the South Florida Game Fish and Parks meeting here in Watertown, South Florida, Grand Florida. I should mention that this is our second, actually, in-person meeting where public is welcome. And for those listening and want to attend future meetings, you can go to the South Florida Game Fish and Parks website, see those locations and dates, and you are certainly welcome to attend any of those that work out for you. So we are back to kind of a normal world, at least here at the Game Fish and Parks. So with that, we'll get the morning started. First up on the agenda is e-commerce update with some folks here that will have Heather is here. Okay, Heather is here and Julie Round. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners. Villa Wildlife Administration Chief. Chris is going to be pulling up some images for us today. We're here to talk about our e-commerce update for our Go Outdoors South Dakota system, which is our combined hunt, fish, and licensing system that's going to be launching December 15th of this year. So with me, I have Julie Lamb from the Redland Art Center, and online we also have Kelsey Kersey from Brand Information Services. And Kelsey is going to give us some information about what hard cards are and what that means for our business and how customers can interact with us. Kelsey, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. We're excited to launch South Dakota's first licensed hard cards in December. These cards you see on the screen are a great way to keep a durable version of your licenses in your pocket or with your gear or in your tackle box. The cards have been incredibly popular in other including Iowa, Idaho, and Florida. On one side, we'll feature artwork by Terry Redland, and you'll be able to choose between two different artwork options. So you'd be able to choose one or the other. You could get both of them. Each card costs $5 and will include, on the other side, customer information, including the customer ID, and all of the customer's currently valid licenses at the time of printing. If a customer chooses to purchase a hard card, it will be mailed to the license holder. Arrives about a week at the customer's mailing address on file. Whether you opt in to get a hard card or not, the customers will be able to print out their licenses so they can still go hunt and fish immediately after purchasing. We plan on rotating the available artwork every year, so this can turn into a collector's item, just like you might be collecting your current paper hearts or your current paper licenses over time as mementos. It's something to hold on to and remember your great time outside. You can always come back later and buy another card if you've lost yours or you want a different design or you've purchased additional licenses since the last time you had a card printed. It'll always print all the currently valid, so non-expired licenses on the card at the time of printing. Not only do these cards look really cool and give people a moment to hold on to, it's actually going to be funding some Game Fish and Parks initiatives. A dollar from every card will go right back into promoting South Dakota's incredible fish and wildlife opportunities to its residents and non-residents, and just reminding people to buy their license and go outdoors. We're very excited.
Thanks, Kelsey. And as I mentioned, we have Julie Ram here from the Redland Art Center, and they have been gracious to see two different Terry Redland prints for our first season of our hard card. So I'll let Julie talk a bit about what that means for the partnership and the buying from the Redland Art Center on this project.
Thank you. Good morning. We are so excited about this opportunity for partnership. Terry Redland, for those that don't know, was born and raised right here in Watertown, South Dakota, grew up hunting and fishing the prairies of South Dakota, and his art later in his career captured all of those memories and still resonates today with hunters and fishers, people that visit our great state of South Dakota. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to partner with everything that the state is doing to promote outdoors and our opportunities that we have. The two images that have been selected, I think, are classic Terry Redland. The pheasant piece is called Country Road and captures Terry Redland's memories of hunting pheasant right here in our great state. And the other image that was selected is called Comforts of Home. And as you study that, you see not only the log cabin, the glow from the sunset, but you also see the rocks and the boats and all of the amenities and things that hunters and fisher people enjoy. So we just are excited that this is an opportunity not only to get hunters and fisher people to enjoy the great state, but to share in the artwork and the experiences that Terry Rudlin loves. Thank you so much. So again, after December 15th, these cards will be available for purchase for $5 for our customers if they choose to do so. Not a requirement, but if you want something a little more tangible to hold on and collect for your licenses, this will be available with two beautiful Terry Rudlin prints. Please take any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Any questions from the commissioners? All right, great presentation, great partnership, very well known and loved throughout the world as well as Watertown, South Florida, right here.
Thank you.
Everybody loves one of those log cabins. They sit by the river and sit on the side of the chair and think.